Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
We have one more opportunity to praise the Lord. And I want to give God praise just real quick. What an amazing weekend it's been. This choir, yeah, go ahead and give God praise. That's all right. We've been over at Summit Heights all weekend. Yesterday afternoon, Brent allowed me to go with the choir to a couple of our assisted living places here. And I want to tell you, they were a great blessing to those folks over at Walking Horse Meadows and Uffelman's yesterday. There wasn't a dry eye in the place when we left. Brother Allen shared the gospel in both places. And then they've been with us all weekend over in the park, too, over at Summit Heights, and serving with us, doing face painting and singing and ministering to children. And you'll hear more about what happened at Summit Heights this weekend. But, man, I am so thankful for Riverview Baptist Church coming up this weekend to help us out. And Brother Brent Colley is their worship minister. He takes care of all the music. And their pastor, I break the 10th commandment when I start talking about Brother Alan Geyer. He used to be the music man all over Savannah, Tennessee, and everywhere else. But God called him to preach a few years ago, and now he's the pastor at Riverview Baptist Church. And I want to introduce all of you to one of my best friends in all the world, Brother Alan Geyer. Y'all give him a good Second Mile welcome. And he's right. Y'all hadn't heard a choir in a little while. And, you know, God blesses all kinds of music as long as you can hear the lyric. And I've got a special buddy, another great friend in the ministry with us, who is a church pastor. He's a church planter. He's the founding pastor of Real Life Church. Freddie T., where are you? Where? Right over here. He's got his bunch with him. He's got his family with us. And we're praying for him, and we're supporting Real Life Church. And brother, take this mic and open us in prayer, would you?
Father, we love you. Not like we ought, but we love you because you have loved us with your unfailing love. Lord, we worship you as the King of glory today. Lord, we say with John the Baptist, less of us and more of Jesus. Lord, your word says that you inhabit the praises of your people, and today we long, Lord, for your presence to be manifested in this place. Lord, we long for every heart to be touched by your Spirit. Father, we come broken and needy. Lord, we come with our sin, and we pray you would cleanse us. Lord, build us, strengthen us in our inner man and our inner woman. Lord, this day we need you, God. So we draw near to you, and we trust the promise in the book of James that when we draw near to you, you draw near to us. Lord Jesus, we're here for you. Our eyes are on you. Thank you for this great church and their ministry. I pray your hand will be mightily upon them in the days to come. Thank you for Pastor Cal and the way he serves you. Lord, come now. This is for you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, if anybody asks you today your name, you could say my name. If they ask me, my name's Alan. And I'm redeemed. And if you don't know what that means that God loved me enough that he bought me with a price. And that price was the death of his only begotten son. Can I just get this out? Woo! Boy, we are so honored to be here today. And we've had folks from our church at Riverview and Savannah here all weekend, and some folks drove up yesterday, and then some folks early this morning drove up to be a part of the service. And let me just say that I love Second Mile Baptist Church. And hey, listen, I don't know who's visiting and who's members here, but let me just say that if you live in this area and you don't go to church here, shame on you, all right? You need to pray about getting under the spout where the glory comes out over here at Second Bible. And I love you, Pastor Cal Hampton. What a dear friend. He's a great man of God. I love him. I love him. And so I'm so proud of the Riverview folks. And boy, God's done a great work. I think between Friday night and last night at the block parties, Bible clubs, there's been over 40 people. God's just done a great to God be the glory, great things He has done. Would you take your Bible and turn to the New Testament book of Romans, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. Romans chapter 16, the last chapter of Romans. And as you're turning there, let me just remind you that Romans is a doctrinal book. I mean, Paul teaches us from the book of Romans about the doctrine of the depravity of man. He talks to us about the judgment of God. He teaches us about the atoning sacrifice of Christ. He teaches about the doctrine of justification and sanctification and glorification. And if you don't know what all that means, suffice it to say, I'm on my way to heaven and I'm so glad. That's what that means. And so he teaches us about all those things. He teaches us about the security of the believer. Now we're going to be in Romans chapter 16. But in Romans chapter 12, Paul kind of shifts the... And Paul begins in chapter 12 to teach us to apply these great spiritual truths that he has taught us in the first 11 chapters. In fact, Paul is basically saying, listen, I've taught you some things about your salvation and about your Lord and about your security in Christ. And now beginning in Romans chapter 12 where he says, I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice which is acceptable to God. That's your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of beginning with all the way through the end of chapter 16, Paul is telling us to put some feet to theology. I mean, to put some feet to our theology. It's one thing to know something, and it's another thing to know it and then to walk in it. And that's what us Christians are supposed to do. We're supposed to know about the Lord, but knowing about the Lord shouldn't stay here in our head. It needs to get down to our heart. And I submit, it needs to get down a little lower than that to our feet and be walking the walk instead of just talking a little talk and talking a little church stuff on Sunday morning. I mean, when we leave here out of this building, it will affect the way we live and it will affect Clarksville, Tennessee and Savannah, Tennessee for the glory of God. So Romans 16 is a unique way to end such a doctrinal book. Very end of the letter in chapter 16, Paul presents some practical advice relationships with other believers. In essence, what Paul is saying is we need each other. And that's the title of the message today, We Need Each Other. Several years ago, there's a great songwriter named Bill Gaither. And many years ago, he wrote this song. I remember, Brother Shep, as a kid, I was singing this song. It had just come out, and we were contemporary back then. We sang this song right here, you know. And here's how it goes. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. We're joined hands with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm part of the family. Family. And most sing the chorus. But here's what the... You will notice that we say brother and sister down here, It's because we're a family and these folks are so near. When one has a heart, we all shed the tears and rejoice in family so dear. The second verse goes from of an orphanage to the house of the king, no longer cast a new song I sing, from rags unto riches, from the weak to the strong. Listen, I'm not worthy to be here, but praise God, I belong. And I'm so glad I'm a family of God. Paul is encouraging these believers to express their thankfulness and their gratitude to certain people. To look at these, you're going to think, why they come up with such names? I mean, most of these names we're going to try to pronounce. Most of them I can't pronounce, but that's okay because you won't know if I pronounce it or not either, you know? And so we're just going to do the best we can. We're going to do it. But Paul is saying, I'm not only going to give you names, but I'm going to give you a commendation about them. I'm going to tell you those people that impacted my life, and not only am I going to mention their name, but I'm going to tell you what they did for me. And I'm going to tell you, and remind you that we need each other. Lord, would you help me today? I need you. I need you to anoint me today. Lord, I'm reminded of the scripture. It's not with wise and persuasive words, but it's a demonstration of the Spirit's power with full conviction. So Lord, would you speak today through your word? In Jesus' name, amen. Let's dive into the text. Verse 1. Paul says, I commend to you our sister Phoebe, who is a servant at the church which is at Cenchrea, that you receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and that you help her in whatever matter she may have need of you. For she herself has also been a helper of many, and myself as well. So the first person I want to tell you about is Phoebe. Her name is Phoebe. Paul says she served the Lord through the local church. The context here is that she was willing to do what others would not do. She served people. Phoebe represents those people in the church that serve thankless jobs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, kind of out of sight, We don't remember to thank these people. Brent mentioned the audiovisual team. I'm thinking about the nursery workers. I'm thinking about whoever it is that goes and buys donuts every Sunday. I'm thinking about those who prepare that coffee. I'm thinking about those who sweep the floor and clean the bathrooms. I'm thinking about those who set the up. I'm thinking about the dear lady that made chicken Alfredo Friday night. We could eat it. And I'm thinking about Donna, who made us a cinnamon roll that we're going to get to eat on the way back to Savannah. I think those who are serving the Lord behind the scenes, those that are in the parking lot, those that are greeting. I mean, I'm talking about people who serve in really thankless jobs. We just don't think about it. We just think all this happens, but it takes people coming early and serving. And Paul says Phoebe was such a lady. And Paul says, I want to commend to you Phoebe because she served the Lord. Then he says in 3, watch this. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who for my life risked their own necks, to whom not only do I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. You know from Acts chapter 18, verses 3 through 4, we know about Aquila and Priscilla. We know it was makers, and they let Paul stay in their house. They offered hospitality to the apostle Paul. Alan, what's the big deal about that? Let me tell you, Paul went from a persecutor of the church to a proclaimer of the gospel. He went from a sinner and the Lord transferred him into a saint walking in the righteousness of Jesus. He went from a murderer of the Christians. Now he's gone in the gospel and wanting to help. So here's what happened. You know the story. Paul's former name was Saul, and Saul got saved. Saul was persecuting the Christians. The Lord met with Saul, and Saul got saved, and the Lord said, I'm going to change your name to Paul. So here's what happens. He was changed from the inside out. And so now here's what happened. The old crowd who went around with Paul, they didn't like Paul anymore because Paul, as the Bible says, became a new creature in Christ. Yeah. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So they hated him. Then got the Christians over here, and they said, listen, isn't that guy's name Saul? Wasn't that Saul who our neighbors for standing up for Christ? I don't know if we can trust this guy. I'm not sure that he's worthy to be trusted. This might just be a setup, and we might get in good with Paul, and then he'll chop our necks off. He might kill us. And all kind of in no man's land. The old crowd hated him because now he's serving Christ. The new crowd, they wasn't sure about him. He hadn't proven himself. And all of a sudden, Aquila and Priscilla said, Paul, you come stay at our house. They risked their own necks for the sake of Paul. And Paul says, listen, we need... And I want to tell you about this couple who were just tent makers. But yet, when nobody else wanted to accept me into Aquila and Priscilla... into their soul. Represent the people, listen, who stand with you when others turn their back and go against you. Anybody in your church that does that, that has done that, I mean, they've stood with you when some others want to turn their backs on you. Let me tell you this. You know any Phoebes in your church? Don't call their names out. But do you know a Phoebe in your church? And it might be a male or it might be a female. Just those people who serve behind the scenes. And they do those things that you don't really know about. I'm telling you, we need each other. Then look at verse 5. The end of verse 5. He says, greet Apantus, my beloved, who is the first convert to Christ from Asia. First converts in Asia. You know, there are some people. In fact, I met a couple who just got saved within the last week or so. I met them this weekend. Can I tell you that I know that there are some new believers? And sometimes we're bad about leading you to Christ, then we just kind of throw you out there and just out on your own. What has impressed me about Second Mile Baptist Church is you are willing to follow up, and you are willing to not only allow God to for you to be a witness of people being birthed into the kingdom, but you're already starting them on the road to discipleship and spiritual growth. Paul is saying, listen, Pantas, I want you to... Now, don't call their names out, but let me ask you, Second Mile Baptist, is there anybody in this room that you know of that's gotten saved recently? You know what? We ought to encourage them. We ought to say, you know what? I'm proud of you. I am proud of you. I'm proud to be your brother or sister in Christ. Paul's saying, hey, we need each other. And just like Apantus, we need to encourage those new believers. Look at verse 6. Paul, hard for you. Encourage people in just flat out hard work. Brother Cal and Brother Shep and myself and Brother Brent and our minister friend. And there might be some others who served in ministry. We've all seen people come up and say, hey, would you be willing to do this? Would you be willing to do that? Would you be willing, it's going to require you coming up here on a Saturday and maybe help cleaning up a little bit. Would you be willing to do that? I sure would. Would you be here at 9 o'clock Saturday morning? I sure would. Well, in fact, I'll be here at 8:45. I'll beat you there. And we'll say, okay. And then Saturday, we're down and we're looking for Billy Bob. Oh, me on Wednesday. Yeah, I'm going to be here. If your name's Billy Bob, I'm not picking on you, okay? And you call him and say, hey, Bill, what's the deal here? Oh, preacher, I had something come up. Listen, I had an ingrown last night, and it's just bothering me. And listen, I can't come. Now, listen, I'm getting ready to go fishing all day. I can do that, but now I can't come to the church house, right? And Paul is saying, listen, Mary was a hard man. She was dependable. She was dedicated. She gave her very best to the Lord. Second mile, don't call their name out. But does anybody come to mind? I mean, they're going to do something, they just do it. They're dependable. You don't have to worry if they're going to show up or not. If they say they're going to do it, they're going to do it. Second mile, don't call their name out. Does anybody just come to mind? I'm telling you, I've seen this weekend, you've got several Marys in this church. You've got several people in this church who are going the second mile. It's just not the name of the church. I mean, you're putting it into practice. And I just, outside observer, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Second mile, who comes to mind? Don't call their name out, but who comes to mind? Who comes to mind when you think about dependable, loyal, dedicated people? Hey, listen, we must move on. Verse 7. Greet Andronicus and Junius, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are outstanding among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Now, these preachers in this room might know that. This is either a husband and wife team or a brother and sister. Regardless of their relationship, they were kin somehow. And on what occasion they were thrown into prison, we're not sure that they were saved. And they were imprisoned for doing the right thing for Christ. Many believe that this was Paul's cousins. All right? There are think these were Paul's. Here's the point. We ought to encourage our family members who are serving the Lord. I'm telling you, what a blessing for me as the pastor at Riverview Baptist to see this weekend people coming. We've got moms and daughters. We've got husbands and wives. We've got grandparents and grandchildren. We've got families coming together this weekend to join together with our sister church, Second Mile Baptist Church. And it's a blessing to me to see families coming together just to serve the Lord. Second Mile, don't answer this out loud, but who in your church do you know a family? Perhaps it's a husband and wife. Perhaps it's a parents and their children, teenagers. Perhaps it's cousins. I'm not sure who it is. But who in your church, those families that are just serving the Lord? Paul says, you know what? We ought to greet those people. We ought to tell those people, thank you. And we ought to tell those people, hey, keep serving Jesus. Keep serving Jesus. On to verse 8. Greet Amplitus, my beloved, in the Lord. Amplitus, a Roman slave who had become a Christian. Look at verse 8. My beloved in the Lord. Paul saying, this guy right here, I love him dearly. I mean, this guy's just special to me. Second mile, can I ask you, don't call their name out, but who in your church do you just love dearly? I mean, you just love dearly. Riverview, we could think of some people automatically that we just love dearly. I mean, they're special to us. Paul's saying, you know what? We ought to go to them from time to time and say, listen, you made a great difference in my life. I love you. Keep serving Jesus. We need each other. Go on. Then we go to verse 10. Greet Apelles, the approved in Christ over the years. I don't call their name out, Mile, but let me ask you a question. Who in your church would you consider to be those spiritually mature men? Not necessarily talking about senior adults, even though that would probably be the case, but just those men in your church who are spiritually mature. I mean, they just surround themselves with integrity. Paul saying, listen, we ought to go find those spiritually mature men and say, you know what, thank you. Thank you for walking the walk all these years. Thank you for not giving up on God. Thank you for not quitting on God. And guess what? I need you in my life. We need each other. Thank you for walking with God. Express spiritually mature men. Verse 12. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa. Any of you ladies pregnant in here, that's two good names if y'all don't have a name yet picked out for your child. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, the workers in the Lord. Greet Persis, who has worked hard in the Lord. These three ladies were in the church who served the Lord faithfully. Don't call their names out. But who are those ladies in the church, those spiritually mature ladies, you would go to and say, listen, I thank you for walking with God all these years. Thank you for sticking with the book. Thank you for not giving up on the Lord and giving up on me. Thank you. Paul saying, listen, we need to find those spiritually mature ladies and we need to tell them, thank you. Verse 13, greet Rufus, a choice man in the Lord. Also his mother, listen, my buddy Rufus, his mama, she's just like my mama. I'd count her as my mama. Her and son serving the Lord together. And the church in Rome needed to be keenly aware of Rufus and his mama. Again. Mom, dad, if your children are here with you, you ought to tell them, boy, I'm proud to come to church with you today. And children, teenagers, you ought to tell your mom and dad from time to time, thank you for bringing me to church. Thank you for walking with the Lord. Thank you for setting the example for me. Express your thanks. Now, Second Mile, don't call these names out. But are there families in your church that are just serving the Lord? Perhaps it's husband and wife, mom, daughter, mom, son. Perhaps it's the whole family. Perhaps it's grandmother, granddaughter. I don't know who it is. But Second Mile, anybody comes to mind, those families in your church that are just serving the Lord, sometimes we ought to go to them and just say, thank you. Thank you for being a family that walks with God. Now, that's some good news. Can I tell you some bad news, and then we're going to get off on some good news again. There's a little bad news in this. Paul's commending all these people and saying, we need each other. And then he gets to verse 17. Now I urge you, brethren, keep your eye on those who cause dissensions and hindrances contrary to the teaching which you learned and turned away from. For such men are slaves, not of our Lord Christ, but of their own appetites, and by their smooth and flattering speech they deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting. There are going to be some in the church who are not going to get it. There are going to be a few in the church that want to cause problems and cause dissension. And many times, even though they're just a few, they seem to be the loudest. And there's going to be those times, those people from time to time. God always has those who just keep serving, just keep walking with God, who just keep loving God. Listen, let the naysayer just sit off to the side and keep criticizing, and you and the people that you just thought about in this passage, y'all just keep serving God. Y'all just keep on serving God. Y'all keep on reaching folks in Clarksville and the surrounding area for the glory of God. Brother Cal, we can't do that. Listen, we ain't got the money for that. Listen, Just keep walking with God. And if God gives your pastor a word and says, listen, this is a word from God, this is the vision God's given me, then let's get on board. I'm going to do it from Savannah, and we're going to support Pastor Cal, and we're going to move, and you're going to reach Clarksville for the glory of God. Well, I don't like this. I don't like that. Well, then just start serving, and you won't have time to complain. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? All right. I believe I will. Just keep, listen, just keep serving God. I want to close this message with a group of people that's not mentioned in this passage. But as we think about this idea of we needing each other, we need each other. As we think about this idea that it really is a blessing to be a part of the family of God, and we think about those spiritually mature women, those spiritually mature men, those workers behind the scene in those thankless jobs, those people who are just dependable and loyal and faithful, those families serving together, those people in the church that meet, that you just love dearly, we ought to encourage those people from time to time. Now, we're not going to turn there, but I just want to tell you, there's one last group of people that Paul says, hey, I want to commend. And he did so in other letters, in 1 Timothy and 1 Thessalonians. Now, would you look this way? In about 2 minutes, we're done. But I just want to tell you, your pastor has had no idea what I'm preaching today. So please don't think, oh, listen, they've talked and they've gotten together and all that. Can I tell you? No. I just want to tell you from my heart that there's one last group of people that you ought to encourage in the church. And it's your pastor and your ministers. In 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 17, it says, let the elders, let the spiritual leaders, let your pastor who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who work hard at preaching and teaching. Then 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13, here's what Paul says to the church at Thessalonica. But we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instruction. Make sure that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Here's what Paul's saying. Appreciate and esteem. Appreciate and esteem. So there's a group of people in the church where Paul is saying, you know what, we need each other. And I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Now let me tell you, I would say in a room this size that there are some folks today that have never trusted Christ as your Savior. You're not saved. If you were to get in your car and leave today, and God forbid you had a wreck and died, you'd go to hell. You know that. You would not go to heaven. You've never received Jesus into your heart and life. Can I tell you, there's nothing like being a part of the family of God. There's nothing like it. I'm telling you, it really is true. One weeps, we all weep. When one rejoices, we all rejoice. And hopefully, I encourage you somewhere along the way, and you encourage me somewhere along the way. I pray for you. You pray for me. I'm telling you, there's nothing like being a part of the family of God. So I'm going to ask everybody in the room today, would you bow your head and just close your eyes? Nobody's looking around or moving. And if you would love to be saved today, you would like to ask Jesus Christ into your heart and receive Him into your life, I just want to help you talk to God for a moment. Listen, these words are not magical, but I'm just trying to help you talk to God and perhaps express to Him what the Lord's dealing with, the Holy Spirit's dealing with in your heart. If you want to be saved today, as many in this room have recently, you might just say something like this, just silently right where you're at. You might just say, God, I know I'm a sinner. I've messed up. I've done wrong. I've broken your law. God, thank you for sending Jesus to die for my sins. Jesus, thank you for paying my sin debt. Jesus, thank you for loving me enough to endure all that pain, punishment. You took that upon yourself so I wouldn't have to. Jesus, thank you for
rising from the grave. You're alive. And Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and life and save me right now. Forgive me of my sin. I'm sorry. And Jesus, I repent. I turn from sin and I turn to you. Jesus, thank you for saving me right now. Now, while our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, Brother Kyle's right up here at the front. He and I are looking. Nobody else is looking around. We're not going to embarrass you. I don't know your name. Brother Cal's not going to embarrass you. But I'm just going to ask you, if you just prayed a prayer like that and really meant it, and you just got right where you're seated, you just prayed and asked Jesus into your heart, I'm just going to ask you, would you just slip your hand up? Just raise it real high. Nobody, just slip it on up. Anybody get saved today? All right, would you look this way? This invitation is going to be a little different. And I trust that it's okay with the pastor. I really think that he would allow me just to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit today. It's going to be different. This invitation is just going to be dependent on you. If nobody moves, then we'll shut it down. I'm not going to extend this invitation out. I really believe the Lord's ministered to us and encouraged us this morning in the Word. I want to tell you that our church is 8.5 years old, Riverview. And it's so exciting to see we have a lot of similarities with your church. And it's exciting. I remember those first few months and that first year and how God was moving. And it, when I came here Friday, it just brought back a lot of memories for me. And I know that as you continue to serve the Lord, boy, I tell you, the sky's the limit. But I do know from time to time that we just need encouragement. All of us. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I know it's different. I'm going to ask the choir just real quietly just to come on up to this platform. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. We talked about all these different people in the church. So in just a moment, we're going to stand. And here's what I want to challenge you to do. All right? I just want to dare you. Now, where I came from, You didn't back down from a dare, but if you were double dog dared, you certainly didn't back down. I'm going to double dog dare you. For some of you, it's going to be out of your comfort zone. If you don't feel led to do it, that's fine. But when we stand, the choir is going to sing this song called I Am Blessed. And it's just talking about just being a part of the family of God and how God blesses us and loves us. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. When the music starts, the choir starts singing. Go find that spiritually mature man, that spiritually mature woman, that person you just love, that person that serves behind the scenes, those people who are just faithful, dependable, loyal to the Lord. Let's just go across the aisles, find that person, say, thank you for serving God. Thank you for making a difference in my life. We just encourage each other. I didn't ask him to do this, and I hope he doesn't mind. But I'm going to ask Lady Di and Isaac to come and stand with Brother Cal. And perhaps you would just want to come down here. Perhaps you would just want to come down here and say, Pastor, I love you and your family. Boy, it's a joy to be here. And I'm ready to tackle Clarksville. And let's continue to win people to the Lord. Perhaps the Lord's leading you to do that. But let's just take a few moments as the choir sings. If you don't feel led to do it, it's fine. Just stand and pray. But let's stand together, Lord. May this just be a healing time and an encouragement. And Lord, may you receive glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.